الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. Our deen Islam is what we call deen fitrat. Fitrat Allah التي فطر الناس عليها. In other words, every aspect of our Shariat and Deen is completely in conformance with human nature. Amongst human beings, naturally, in order so that we excel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed what we call a spirit of competitiveness in us. If you observe little children growing up in the same house, you'll always see they are fighting with one another. Each one is trying to outdo the other person. This is natural, the spirit of competition, because in this lies excellence. And the attempt to improve. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran also, we find encourages this. This month of Ramadan, the riwayat of Ubadah bin Samit, radiyallahu ta'ala, anhu, atakum Ramadan, shahru baraka, yaghshakum Allahu fi. Ramadan has come, the month of baraka and blessings. Yaghshakum Allahu fi. Allah completely envelops you with His rahmat and mercy in this month. So what must you do? Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَنْزُرُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْشَاكُمُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ فَيُنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الدُّعَى. In this month, Allah's rahmat rains down. Allah accepts du'as. So what must you do? يَنْزُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ. Literal translation, Allah is looking at the manner in which each one of you is trying to outdo the other. But not in dunya. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the spirit of competitiveness that is naturally part of human nature. But he turned it away from dunya to akhirat. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and Umar says about him, كان السباقا إلى الخيرات. Abu Bakr would run, would outdo in doing what? Khairat, good deeds. يَنْذُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِيهِ فَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ. Allah wants to see you compete in this month, and then Allah boasts about you to His angels. Today, unfortunately, we are competing. But what we are competing is what you call hash. In Arabic, this dunya is just hash. In other words, just a few grains of sand, crumpled leaflet, has absolutely no value whatsoever. This is why Hasan Basri rahimullah is to say, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلْ يُنَافِسْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. If you see someone is competing with you in dunya, earning more than you, trying to excel you, he says, don't worry about that. نَافِسُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. You outdo him in akhirah. It is this spirit of competitiveness that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engendered among Sahaba. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he informed them in the Bani Israel, according to one narration, there were four people, each one went for 80 years jihad in the path of Allah. This is something that depressed Sahaba, caused them to be full of sorrow. That, Ya Rasulullah, our lives are barely 80 years. How are we going to compete with such people? In the past, they had long lives. They are going ahead of us in akhirat. The spirit of competition. Shariat encourages that. But Sahaba were competing in amal, competing for akhirat. And it is this spirit of competition that caused them to be aggrieved and full of sorrow. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fail on that occasion. The Surah Qadr was revealed. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul Qadri khayrum min alf shahr. Allah does not say khayrum min alf yawm, better than 1,000 days. No. Khayrum min alf shahr, better than 1,000 months, one night. The ibadat of that night is greater than 83 years of ibadat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to console the Sahaba, they grieved that they couldn't compete. This verse, this surah was revealed. And then as he was coming to specify which night it is, there was an argument. And on the basis of that, this information was taken away, uplifted. In this is ishara, indication, the importance that we keep our hearts clean, the importance of unity, the importance of learning to forgive, overlook, rather than sowing the seeds of discord and disunity. But ulama explain, they say the fact that the information of the exact night was withheld is not necessarily something that's a problem. In fact, it is Allah's rahmat. Because when, this is Allah's sunnat, when a special miracle and a special gift is given to any ummah and they don't value it, they make naqadri of it, then very, very quickly the azab of Allah comes. Ummat of Isa alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran, رَبَّنَا أَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِّنْكُ وَارْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. They said, oh Allah, send down for us a banquet, a dastarkhan from Jannat. This will be Eid for us. You are the best of providers. Isa alayhi salam warned them, if Allah fulfills this miracle, this request of yours, and then you don't make qadr, you don't appreciate it, then إِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابَ اللَّهُ أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِّنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, I will send down such an azab, no one in any alam has seen such an azab. So ulama say, this is not necessarily a loss, it's in fact a mercy, because if we were told when Laylatul Qadr is, and the sharab was going on, and the zina was going on, and the music was going on, and Allah's disobedience was going on in that night, then very, very quickly Allah's azab would have come also. So the exact date was kept back, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Taharrau Laylatul Qadr, search for Laylatul Qadr." This whole amal of i'tikaf, this is such a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he made so much of muazabat on it. He was so regular with it, that the last 8 years of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 1 year because of going out in jihad, i'tikaf couldn't take place. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam made qaza of it in Shawwal. The last year of his life, he sat 20 days in i'tikaf. And one of the objectives is the search for Laylatul Qadr. The search for Laylatul Qadr. And this is such a special amal, the sunnat of i'tikaf, that is mentioned in hadith, that Allah will distance you 3 trenches from Jahannam. 1 trench is the distance between the heavens and the earth. So much reward Allah is going to give. And we find that to a very large extent, this sunnah of i'tikaf, alhamdulillah, there's a lot of shock. Makkah, Medina, Haram Sharif, Medina, you can't get place. We've been traveling the countries, alhamdulillah, some masjids in South Africa, 100 brothers in i'tikaf, 110 brothers in i'tikaf. However, when something becomes a norm, a practice, then if we are not careful, my respected brothers, then the ruh and the jaan and the soul of that amal comes out. It becomes a ritual. This collective form of i'tikaf, if you look at the mansha of i'tikaf, and if you look at the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat in i'tikaf, particularly this last 10 days, He said, أوله رحمة أوسطه مغفرة آخره عتق من النار. The last ashara is freedom, emancipation from Jahannam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, describes his conduct in this period. She says, أَحْيَا اللَّيْلَ كُلَّا. The back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not touch the bed during the last 10 days of Ramadan. شَدَّ الْمِئْزَر. This is ishara, literally means tie the lungi. It's ishara to the extent to which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerted himself during this period. Not one second we can waste. This is a very, very mubarak and a valuable period. He said, تَحَرَّوْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ فِي أَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. Search for لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Other ahadith, particularly the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Three are already gone. And that itself, the fact that Allah withheld the actual information of which night, if perhaps this year it was on the 21st night, that is already gone, then a sense of laziness will come. Lackadaisicalness will come. Sense of apathy will set in. So to avoid that, exactly which night we haven't been told. This year, alhamdulillah, 27 night is falling on a Thursday night. Night of Jumu'ah. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah in his Lataiful Ma'arif, he writes, he says when the 27th will fall on the night of Jumu'ah, there is a great likelihood that will be Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr or not, Allah knows best. The pursuit has to be there. Coming back to what is the jaan, what is the soul, what is the essence of this amal. If you look at the word i'tikaf, comes from the root Arabic word akafa. Like we say in Urdu, hajjana, murjana. Seclude yourself. The objective of i'tikaf is seclusion. Like the poet puts it, jab tu mere paas hota, to goya koi dusra nahi hota. To be with Allah in such a manner that it is only you and Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho chuki, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho chuki, sari dunya se wahshat ho chuki, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho chuki. Allah does not tolerate partnership. Even in the sentiments and emotions of the heart, it has to be you and Allah. Total, complete solitude. You and Allah, searching for Allah. If you went outside the masjid, there was a big notice put there. Picture of some convict, jail, somebody escaped from jail, or some breakout occurred, or there's maybe some hijacking or some danger in the area. Even the lion-hearted will stay in the house. They will be careful. They will be scared. Why, there is a thief, there's a possible theft, I can lose something. The tragedy that is facing you and I, my respected brothers, is that there is one very, very great thief that unfortunately we are honoring, we are not fearing. And that thief that I am talking about is this mobile phone. What is it stealing? It's stealing our time. Your most precious commodity is your time. On chat channels, unnecessary messages, unnecessary absorption to the point where it has now become an obsession. How much of our time is being wasted as if that time can be replaced? In the masjid, at the back you'll see youngsters on the mobile phone while namaz is going on. Outside, mobile phone. In the i'tikaf, mobile phone. 1993, I heard Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi Bhopal Ishtima from the member. He said, Allah Ta'ala telephone ka satya nas kar de. May Allah destroy this thing. Why? Because he didn't pay his bill. He had some enmity with the telephone or mobile company. No. This was the basirat and insight of our elders. That this instrument is going to become such an obsession that you'll want to make it a partner with Allah, na'uzu billah. So that not in your namaz, not in your zikr, not in your tilawat, not in any moment are you cutting yourself off from this which is coming between you and Allah. So very, very important. Allah wants that which is pure. And Allah wants that which there is no milawat. There's no mixing in it. Brothers that are in i'tikaf, this is a great sunnah. Don't destroy this amal. Object is solitude. Object is for you to be alone with your Allah. Object is to remove all these impediments that are distracting you away from why we are in this environment. This is a great night to search for. Every of these nights are great nights. Allah's reward is raining down. But we have to be very, very careful. Unnecessary. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, thori der, layani ke andar, 40 din ke maqbool ibadat ke noor ko salb kar lega. Little while of layani, unnecessary speech, unnecessary activities, unnecessary frivolity, he says, will take away the noor of 40 days of accepted ibadat. So we have to be very, very careful. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah used to say, أَشَدُّ الذُّنُوبُ الَّتِي يَسْتَخِفُّهَا النَّاسِ الْكَلَامُ فِي مَا لَا يَعْنِي. He said, the worst and most dangerous sin is that sin which today people don't even consider a sin. Unnecessary speech. Gabshap, laughing, joking, socializing. Allah's qasam, my respected brothers, the time for it is not now. This is the time you and Allah. This is the time murjana, hajjana. This is the time when everything that is taking you away from Allah, now is the time to clean it up and turn to Allah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Few minutes, very briefly. If you look at the surah Qur'an, Qur'an is ajeeb. Qur'an is a miracle. This word qadr, we talk of laylatul qadr. Arabic language is a very broad language. It has several meanings. And ulama say, each of these meanings is found within the parameter of the surah. For example, the word qadr in Arabic means value, thaman. Qaddir, la yuqaddar thamanuhu. What is the price of this? So the question is asked, what is the value? What is the value or price of this night? In the surah, if we turn, Allah answers that. Laylatul Qadri khayrum min alfi shahr. This one night is better than 1,000 months. Another meaning of qadr is what we call honor. To give someone izzat, ihtiram, honor. Tune mere qadr nahi kiya. You didn't honor me. Ma qadarullah haqqa qadri. They did not honor Allah as he ought to be honored. That meaning, how honorable is this night? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Malaika descend, Jibreel comes down, that is the honor of this night. Another meaning of qadr is what they call to restrict, to bring about a shortage. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah increases the wealth of whom he wants. He snatches away, restricts the wealth of whom he wants. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. That meaning, if you look into the surah, the word, Allah does not say تَنزِلُ الْمَلَائِكَ. Allah says تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ. What is this تَنَزُّل? In other words, so many malaika come down that there is no space. There is a shortage of space. If you attend these ishtimas in Sierra Leone and other places, you'll see after the ishtima, sometimes 20, 30, 40 brothers on the back of one bucky. India, Pakistan, you see sometimes people, the whole saman of their house on that one rickshaw. Barely, there's hardly any space. So this is tanazzul. Another meaning of qadr. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Boundary. So what is the boundary of this night? Till when is it? If you look into the surah, سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. Allah says the salamity, the sukoon, the acceptedness, the value of this night is right up till matla' al-fajr. In other words, subah sadiq, right up till true dawn. Just a few precious nights remain. We are going to get this again or not, no one has any guarantee. This is the search for qadr, iski qadr kar lo bhai. Value these moments. Exert ourselves. Our Nabi would not sleep. He would exert himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the actual sunnah of this. As much time as possible. If you're not in sunnah de'tikaf, then as much time as possible in the masjid. Let us develop the spirit of seclusion, the object of i'tikaf, this little while, to create that special bond and link and association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.